बुद्धि ज्ञान असंग मोह क्षमा सत्संग लमस्तमः सुखम दुखम भवो भाव भयं च अभयं। सो व्हाट इज नॉलेज? नॉलेज मीन्स द डिस्टिंग्विशिंग द स्पिरिट फ्रॉम मैटर, दैट इज नॉलेज। We should understand what is spirit and what is matter. We are combination of matter and spirit. Actually, I am spirit, but I am now covered, embodied by matter. When we make a complete analytical study, what is matter, what is spirit, that is called or knowledge. Material knowledge, any subject matter you can take, but that is temporary. Just like this body is temporary, similarly, any material knowledge you acquire, either you become a chemist or physicist or a medical nurse or an engineer, whatever you may acquire knowledge, all this knowledge will finish as soon as this body is finished. We forget. Death means forgetfulness. Because the spirit does not die, it earns. So spiritual knowledge continues. If you develop spiritual knowledge, suppose 10% spiritual knowledge you acquire in this body, then that will continue with you. Even after destruction of this body, that spiritual knowledge will continue with you, and when you get next body, you begin, you finish your 10%, you'll begin again from 11%. That knowledge will not be lost. That is the law of nature. Spiritual knowledge, in the Bhagavad Gita, we have studied already. Kalpavati asya dharmasya prayate mahato bhaya. If you cultivate spiritual knowledge, even 1%, 2%, that can render you greatest service. Because it will continue. Once spiritual knowledge is given, it will not be stopped. The best thing is to finish it 10% in this life, because this human form of life is meant for cultivating spiritual knowledge. It is not meant for material enjoyment. Material enjoyment means eating, sleeping, and defending, and making. These four principles, they are called material enjoyment. Just like we see advertisements. The other day I was seeing the New York Times magazine. So all advertisements are based on making. That's all. So because making is more attractive. Therefore, the shopkeepers, the advertise their dress, putting before some very nice girls. Because our attraction is for making. So as soon as we see a nice girl, our attention is diverted immediately. That is the psychology. So, these are all material enjoyments. Eating, sleeping, defending, and making. The spiritual enjoyment is just opposite. There is no sense enjoyment. There is self-realization or purifying the senses. Spiritual enjoyment means purifying the senses. Sarvapadijini moksam tatparatyana nirmala. It is a purificatory process. And as soon as to purify your senses, then you become in full Krishna consciousness and become eligible for being transferred to the spiritual world. So, this human form of life is specially meant for cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Because in any other form of life, there are 8,400,000 of species of life, and the best developed consciousness form of life is the human form of life, especially civilized man. There are 400,000 species of human beings. Human being means with two hands and two legs. Oh. So not all of them are efficient, but they have got this Krishna consciousness dormant. Even in the lowest aboriginal stage of life, there is dormant Krishna consciousness. But a civilized life, Aryan family, they are quite competent to their culture, to cultivate this knowledge. So, jnana, knowledge means distinguishing between spirit and matter, and this knowledge should be cultivated and taken full advantage in this life. That is successful. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, tasyaiva hi tat prajate tapo viva na labhate yad bhramatam uparyatha. Now, a living entity, a spiritual star, is wandering. Wandering from, not only from one country to another country, or from one body to another, but one planet to another. The qualification of a living entity is called sarvagaha. Sarvagaha, sarva means all. And ga means one can go. You can go anywhere. Just as you have the facility of traveling over the surface of the earth, or in the outer space, on the earth, but you cannot go beyond the orbit. This is called conditioned life. In conditioned life, we are limited in our travel. But in spiritual life, we can travel anywhere. The best example is Narad Muni. He can travel anywhere he likes. Even in this universe, we have got a planet which is called Siddhaloka, the planet of the perfect, not perfect completely, but they are called Siddha. Siddha means almost perfect. The inhabitants of that planet, they can travel without any aid of Sputnik or aeroplane from one planet to another. We get this information from Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in spiritual life, you have got complete freedom to move, to act, to enjoy. So that spiritual knowledge should be cultivated. That is the best utilization of this human form of life. If we do not utilize this human form of life for spiritual cultivation, then we are practically committing suicide. Atmahat. There is a very nice Sanskrit verse that just like you have to cross a great ocean. Now, if you want to cross Atlantic Ocean from New York to England, then you must have a very nice ship and a good captain and the atmosphere very favorable. Then it is very easy to cross. So that example is given in a Sanskrit verse. Nideha madhyam sulabham sukalpam. Now, to cross this ocean of material existence, this is ocean. It is compared with ocean. Bhava sagar. Sagar means ocean. So, to cross this ocean, we have got very nice ship. What is that? Nirgaham, this human form of life. Nirgaham adyam. It is very nice ship. And sulabham. Sulabham means this kind of thing you cannot get always. It is an opportunity. This is an opportunity. Because you do not know what is going to happen in my next life. There is no guarantee that in the next life you are going to take your birth in America or in human form of life. There is no guarantee. Therefore, so long you have got this opportunity, you must fully utilize it. Nidhaham madhyam sulabham sudurlabham. Sulabham, by opportunity, by fortune, you have got this sulabham. And sudurlabham. Sudurlabham, it is very difficult to get this word. Because just imagine, by gradual evolutionary process from the aquatic to the plant life, then from plant life to worm life, then from worm life to bird life, then from bird life to beast life, from beast life to human life. This is the gradual process of evolution. So therefore, this human form of life is very difficult to get. By some fortune, you are got now. So, therefore, it is said, sulabham sudurlabham. And you have got this nice seat. And guru karma dharam. And if you have got a nice spiritual master, who is captain, good captain, who can help you. So, I'm going to try your seat on this end. So, nidaha madhyam sulabham sudurlabham. Atmosphere is Krishna consciousness, created by the Supreme Lord, by delivering you the message of Bhagavad Gita. So, you have got very good atmosphere, just compared in the same way. In the Atlantic Ocean, there is no wind, there is no hurricane, and you have got a very good ship and very good captain. Now take this opportunity of crossing. If you don't cross, then you are counting suicide. Very nice. So these are the opportunities of developing your knowledge in Krishna consciousness and spiritual culture. And the advantage is that as soon as you become fully conscious of your constitutional position, then you are free from this material and this entanglement. This is called jnanam. Jnanam, asangmaha. Don't be very hesitant. Asangmaha means if you want to acquire some knowledge, he should acquire it maybe slowly, but acquire it very surely, step by step. Don't be impatient. Asangma. Not that blindly accepting something and thinking that I have got all knowledge finished. No. You have got developed consciousness. You have got intelligence. But that intelligence, consciousness depends also on your mode of living, on your mode of behavior. Therefore, one has to become a drunk, a sattvic in the modes of goodness. Then he is the patience, शांत, peaceful. If you become hesitant, then you cannot. This is called asaṅga moha. Asaṅga moha, sama. Sama means tolerance. You should not be disturbed. Suppose you are in this Krishna conscious society. Now, you cannot expect that all the members of the society will be first class men. How can we expect? We are collecting members of the society from all classes of men. So they are mainly a man in goodness, a man in the passion, and a man in the ignorance. But if you think, this man is not good, that man is not good. No, you should be tolerant. You have got any connection to this man or that man. You are connected with the philosophy, with the process of life, and you are connected just like the same example. Suppose you are on the ship. You do not find just all men to your choice. There are many different kinds of men. But what is that to you? You are to cross the Atlantic Ocean. Patiently cross. Just sit down tightly on the seat and take advantage of the opportunity. That is your business. This is called sama. Sama means excuse and tolerance. Suppose somebody has offended you, excuse him. This is also another kind of penance. Lord Chaitanya has taught us, Sina Rupi Sunishana, Karo Rupi Sahishana, Amanina Manadina, Kitaniya Sadahari. If you want to chant Hare Krishna, then you have to become tolerant. What kind of tolerance? Just like a tree. Don't you think a tree, how much tolerant it is? Everybody is committing offense on the tree. Somebody is snatching its tree. Somebody is snatching its flower. Somebody is snatching leaves. Somebody is cutting. But it does not protest. Rather, on the contrary, it supplies its fruit, flowers, and gives you shelter. So, tree is the nicest example for tolerance. So, Lord Chaitanya teaches us that we should become a tolerant just like a tree. And Srimadhavi Srimitena and perseverance just like a grass. Just like a trample over grass. It doesn't protect. Srimadhavi Srimitena Tarurati Sahishnana Amane. And you should not be puffed up with your artificial honor. That is belongs to this body. You are apart from this body. Suppose you are king in this body. So you have no connection with that body. And suppose you are the poorest man. So you have no connection with this body. So why do you identify yourself? That I am poor and I am king. You are neither king, neither poor. You are still short. Therefore, Amani, you should not be hankering after this temporary honor of this material world. Honor of dishonor, the same thing. Because you do not belong to that honor, that kind of honor of dishonor. So, Tinadati Sunitena, Tarurati Sahishuna, Amani na Manadena, but other foolish creature who disturbs you, you give him all honor. Who is identified with this body, give him all honor. Oh, you sir, you are very beautiful. You are very learned, so that you may get disturbed. Give him all honor. So, Tinadati Sunitena, Tarurati Sahishuna, Amani na Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. In this process, you can go on chanting. nobody to discuss. Because as soon as you get to spiritual life, there will be so many disturbances. Because it is a declaration of war with the initial energy. But as soon as you become Krishna conscious, the initial energy sees, so this man is going out of my hands, out of my control. Oh, give him all your impediments. Oh. Therefore, you have to learn this tolerance. Therefore, these two words are sama. Satyam. Satyam. Yathadrishtyartha visayam parahita bhasanam. Satyam means you should speak the actual truth. You should not flatter. You should not flatter for sense gratification. Satyam. Satyam param dhimahi. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the definition of truth, absolute truth is given there. What is that? Janmada Svagataha. The absolute truth is there, from which everything emanates, the original source of all. That is absolute truth. So, you should understand what is satyam, absolute truth, satyam, and parahita bhasanam, you should speak truth also. What is that truth? The truth is, God is great, and we are subservient. So, our duty is to abide by the orders of God. It's simple truth. God is great. You can say, why you should abide by the orders of God? Because you are subservient. No, I am not subservient. That is untrue. You are subservient. If you don't accept your subordinate position before God, then you have to accept your subordinate position under these material kingdom laws. You have to become subservient. There is no other alternative. You cannot become absolute. It is a false notion that you are independent. You are not independent. It is a false notion. Nobody is independent. We may be puffed up that we belong to an independent nation. Now we have got, just like India, we are under British rule. Now we have got independence. This is all false notion. What is their independence? The nature's law is forcing starvation. What is this independence? They are not begging grain from other countries. In British style, there is no begging, at least. Now their independence means they are begging. So, these are all false notions. Nobody is independent. He is dependent in some way or other under the laws of nature. The laws of nature at once can force the stringent laws and it becomes subservient. So subservient, to become subservient, is your nature. You cannot alter. The best thing is that instead of becoming subservient to this false, you should become subservient to the absolute truth. Satyam param dhimahi. That is Bhagavata instructs you. That you just try to offer your respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Truth. That is your perception. Satyam damah. Anattham visaya sutrade niyamanam. Damah. Damah means to control the sense. Anattham. Now, you are sitting here. It is very kind of you. But you could go to a cinema house or hear some or noise by television or something like that. It is simply a waste of time. So you have to control your senses in such a way that every moment should be utilized for your spiritual cultivation of life. You should not allow the senses to enjoy anything which is against the cultivation of spiritual life. That is called dama. Control. You can eat. You can go to a restaurant and have very palatable buffet of meat and so many things. But you have to control. No. I shall not eat all this nonsense. I shall eat only Krishna Prasad. Eating is not private. Because without eating you cannot live. That's all right. But you wear so many things. Just like even you don't accept Krishna Prasad. You try to become vegetarian. In your country, especially, I see you have got enough arrangement for vegetable dishes. I am here for the last more than 1 year. I am getting all nice vegetable dishes prepared by our nice student, Sipranandra. So you are also tasting them. They're very nice. So you should not allow the senses to enjoy something which is against the advancement of your spiritual life. That is the dhamma. You have to learn. If you cannot control it, the swami, disciple, means one who can control the senses. He is called swami, master of the senses. Generally, we are all servants, because our constitutional position is servant, subservient. So, we are servant of this material nature means we are servants of the senses. That's all. We have got this material body, and the senses are prominent. We are active in material body means we are acting in sense gratification. That's all. So, we are practically servants of the senses. And as soon as we become master of the senses, that the senses should not act according to their whims. The senses should act according to your order. The same example. Suppose there is very nice performance of sense gratification. And one wants to go there. But if you can control yourself, no, not to go there. Come here, in this stone plant, here Bhagavad Gita. Then you become master. You become master. That is time. In similar way, if you can control all your senses. Now the sense degradation, the most important task for controlling the sense is the tongue, as several times explained, that the tongue is the beginning of all senses. So if you can control the tongue, then you can control other senses also. And if you cannot control the tongue, then you cannot control other senses. So if you begin controlling the senses, the tongue has two functions, to taste and to vibrate. Vibrate, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And test Krishna Prasad. Just see how we are making advance. This is called dhamma. So as soon as you are able to control your senses, naturally, you shall be able to control your mind. That is called dhamma. So these are the processes. So, we have to practice this process and learn this process from reliable sources and assimilate them in our life. That is the real utilization of the human form of life. We should learn it, we should practice it, and make our lives successful. Thank you.